There are two spring elections, including the presidential primary, then the August primary, and November presidential election. Government Accountability Board spokesman Reid Magny says that doesn't include a host of recall election possibilities.
We don't know if they will get enough signatures, so we don't know if there's an election. If they do get enough signatures, we don't know if there will be just one recall election or whether there would be a primary.
So Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association President Ann Eaker says clerks are gearing up, including getting more training from the state.
Oh, I think that every clerk in the state of Wisconsin is ramped up. That 2012 is going to be a little bit of a crazy election year. We're looking at making sure that we as clerks are trained, that our poll workers are trained.
Besides a possible record number of elections, there are rule changes, including requiring picture IDs. Superior City Clerk Terry Kalan says that'll complicate things, too.
We're facing some of the biggest changes in election law since I think women were allowed to vote.
Not that municipal clerks aren't looking forward to this whirlwind of democracy. Brookfield City Clerk Kelly Michaels is excited, but she doesn't plan on any downtime next year.
No, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to rest in 2013.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.